Chapter 1. Palko. After a long, hard winter, with heavy snow and keen frost, spring had arrived in all its beauty.
No one greeted it with greater pleasure than did Palko Juriga.
Like a bird escaped from his cage, he set forth from the village and started up the path that led to his beloved mountains. Life at school and in the little old house in the village during the long winter had been very confined. Even the windows of the houses from autumn to spring had been stopped up with moss to keep out the cold.
Old Pablo Juriga,
whose surname had been given to Palko, was neither his father nor his grandfather, but this had not kept them from loving one another, and Palko always called the old gentleman grandfather.
Juriga worked in the mountains during the summer months, making flower sieves.
There, away in the heart of the green hills, he owned his little hut, which, after being cleaned each spring, had been his summer dwelling for nearly 30 years. At first, his children had stayed with him, but like the young eagles of the surrounding crags, they had flown far from the paternal nest. So the old man had formed the custom of choosing a companion from among those who came to cut wood in the mountains for the summer.
2 years before our story opens, a man named Raska, about the same age as Juriga, came to share the hut with him,
accompanied by a little boy, Palko. Raska's health, however, had been broken down by the rough work and perhaps also by the severe climate of the mountains. He coughed constantly and was unable to do much work. The little boy who had come with him attended him like a devoted son. He chopped firewood, gathered mushrooms, boiled soup, and did what he could to make life easier for his aged companion. One day, poor old Raska took to his bed, and a few days later, he said to Juriga,
"Pablo, you have no one in the world to take care of you, and Palko is in the same condition. As for me, I am going home to die, and I do not wish to take the boy back with me,
for I do not know of anyone there who will look after him when I am gone."
"Keep him here, Pablo, for he will prove useful to you, as he has been to me."
"I should be glad to have him, but what will his parents say?" asked Pablo, running his hand through his few gray hairs.
"Listen, Pablo," said Raska,
having sent the boy to the mountainside to gather a few mushrooms.
"This lad is not my grandson, as you suppose, and I don't even know if his parents are living.
He came into the care of my dear daughter in a very strange way a few years before her death. Stop working for a minute while I tell you his story."
Pablo Juriga obeyed,
and what his friend told him impressed